This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Either Representatives Jim Costa from California or David Scott from Georgia will replace Colin Peterson as chairman of the House Ag Committee. Every time we lose representation from the Midwest, it costs us. These guys do not have ethanol constituencies. Costa's district has dairy, fruit, and nuts, while Scott's has peanuts, a little bit but not too much of any ag commodity. It was another good week for exports. USDA reported weekly sales of 2.61 million metric ton of corn, 1.53 million metric tons of soybeans, and 597,000 metric tons of wheat, all of which were near the high or above the high of the trade expectations. I doubt that there is any way, given the poor start to their season, that Brazil can fulfill their orders to China in January and February. Argentine farmers are not selling because of currency risk. They will have to come here for supply. The U.S. dollar is getting creamed, although it is still above the 2020 lows, but not by much. The U.S. ag attaché in China confirmed what private sources have been telling us for a few months now, that China may buy another 10 million metric tons of corn here in the U.S. They've already bought 12 million metric ton. USDA had this information for some time, too, and sat on it, which helped end users steal corn from farmers. Another 400 million bushel of Chinese corn demand will shrink the balance sheet to carry over supply. China is also cleaning out our supply of sorghum and barley, so there will not be alternative feed grains to turn to. Our corn is the cheapest in the world, and La Nina continues to worsen prospects for South American corn production this winter. The trade looks for USDA to reduce the 2020 corn yield by a half a bushel to 177.9 bushel per acre in the November production report next Tuesday. They look for a 3/10 of a bushel decrease in the soybean yield to 51.6. Such reductions are conservative. USDA should have nearly all the yield data from its test plots for this report. Where crops died prematurely due to drought, poor grain quality will factor into lower yields. The trade looks for a 2.048 billion bushel corn carryover, down from 2.167 last month. They look for 233 million bushel soybean carryover, down from 290 last month. I think that China will buy our corn carryover down to 1.6 to 1.7 billion bushel. Brazil has 9 million metric tons of soybeans committed to China in January-February. If they have to come here for 3 million metric ton because of their very poor start to their crop in Brazil, that takes the carryover down to 122 million bushel. That requires rationing. It will also spark a 2021 acreage explosion here next spring, which La Nina drought will feed dynamite into. I do not think that price forecasts can be made at this time. I have no interest whatsoever in making sales. On the hogs. Can't see that the cash market trend is up right now, but the ability to hold cash hog prices near $60 in November gives the market a compliment. Trade volume has been slow as buyers look for breaks. 42.2 thousand metric ton of pork was sold for export last week, which was not bad. Mexico beat out China again at the top of the list for 14.7 thousand ton. China bought 10.3 thousand. Japan and Korea bought like usual. Colombia stepped up for 2.4 thousand ton. The U.S.-Colombian free trade agreement's paying off. One risk that producers may be underestimating is feed cost. The CBOT closed higher Thursday, and yet our local basis added another 4 cents on top of that. Not too many years have we seen Chicago border trade prices and the basis both improve at harvest. Harvest is about over, and if things stay dry as they are in South America, current corn prices will look cheap by spring. The high cost of feed in China makes your feed costs look cheap, and they are coming here to buy enough of our corn to change that. Weekly beef exports were constructive, too, at 20.4 thousand metric ton. Korea and Japan each bought 4.6 and 4.7 thousand. For Japan, that is more beef than they bought pork, at 3.3 thousand tons of pork. Hong Kong and China together took 4.6 thousand metric ton. They have stepped up for U.S. beef recently. There are feed cost concerns for cattle feeders, too. Ethanol production will continue to run short of a year ago, which consumes less corn but produces less distillers' grain. The drought is not going anywhere, and a poor to very poor start to spring grazing season could continue to force more cattle on feed and lead to larger non-fed slaughter as herds are trimmed. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.